Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
You Better You Bet, Ryan Horvath filling in for Femi. Femi's Island will probably take place tonight on BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet, Ryan Horvath filling in. Nick will be with you guys coming up in about 18 minutes, next segment, for the next 3 hours, getting you set for Thursday Night Football with some great guests as well. Rob Pizzola. Going to join the show at 6:20. And before that, you can never forget about the great Joey Knish at 5:20. The Jets, 13-point dogs. I did bet the Jets. I bet Mason Taylor props. I bet Drake May over 5.5 rush attempts. And I also went under 16.5 rush attempts, which I still like at 15.5 for Breece Hall. Other than that, though, all college football for me this weekend. Nick Costos, who's going to be hosting the show, obviously. The prop king gave me a text earlier, asked me what my favorite bet was in college football this weekend. The first bet that I placed on the Monday morning was Oklahoma at 7. I still like Oklahoma catching 6. There's a couple props that I like here as well. So 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Again, hopefully if you have YouTube TV, you've gotten that situation figured out. What a damn mess. Shame for me. Sucks. I have to most likely go out for this one. Go to the bar and sit there from 11 a.m. till about 2 a.m. Eastern. My wife is going to be really, really disappointed, I know, but I like Oklahoma in this one. Now, Oklahoma looking to avenge last season's loss to Alabama, actually looking to avenge last season's loss to Oklahoma. Oklahoma had a mess of a year last year, but they still beat Alabama 24-3. And then Jackson Arnold transferred like the next week. Guy still can't throw the football, so it doesn't matter. Mateer's been an obvious upgrade until he got hurt. Then he came back, didn't look so good. The last couple weeks looks more like John Mateer. Oklahoma still has an outside shot at reaching the playoff. They're 7-2. Alabama 8-1. I like this matchup for Oklahoma. So Alabama, even if you go back to when Nick Saban was the head coach and they were winning national titles, they've always struggled against dual threat quarterbacks. One of the biggest bets I've ever placed in college football was Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel on the money line against Alabama. I'll never forget because me and my buddies went to the game. One of the best times of my life. And we won a bunch of money, so that was awesome. Since the start of last season, Alabama's biggest weakness on defense has been their run defense, especially against really good dual threat quarterbacks. And right now, on design quarterback runs, Alabama, 5.5 yards per carry they're giving up. So almost 6 yards per carry on design quarterback runs, not even scrambles, which is the most efficient play in football, obviously. And they're giving up a ton of explosive runs as well. 19.8% explosive run rate, which is the 8th worst mark in all of college football. So I think John Mateer is going to be able to use his legs. Oklahoma doesn't really have a running back that I trust in this spot. But Mateer rushing yards opened up at 25.5. I thought that was short. I still think it's short at 30.5, minus 110. If you could get like longest rush, I would like something like that. But I like the rushing yards for John Mateer, 30.5, minus 110. Another week healthier. He's looked healthy here the last couple of weeks. And Oklahoma, they're going to use a ton of read options. They're utilizing read options right now at an above average rate. 16th highest design quarterback runs in all of college football. Mateer, not really having the same type of season that he had the first couple weeks or that he had last year at Washington State. But last game against Tennessee 2 weeks ago, they're coming off the bye as well, had 93 rushing yards against a really good Tennessee pass rush and run defense. So I think he's going to be able to do the same thing here against Bama, who's given up almost 6 yards per carry and a 19.8% explosive run rate to quarterbacks, eighth worst in college football. So Mateer over 30 and a half rushing yards. I think Oklahoma is going to have enough success on standard downs, eat clock, keep the chains moving, run the ball, all that narrative stuff. And I think they're going to score enough points to score the cover, maybe even win this game outright. Alabama's resume is so impressive outside of week one when they somehow lost to Florida State. They've been battle tested. They have how many top 20 wins? But Oklahoma, this is their Super Bowl. This is a playoff game, I should say. They have to win this game. They have to run the table if they're going to make it to the playoff. Bama probably has one more trip up in them, not that they want to have it. But if anybody is going to knock them off or clip them, I think Oklahoma probably has the best shot. You have to get pressure on Ty Simpson or he's going to pick you apart. He's seventh in all of college football in the entire nation with an 82.4 passing grade. And Alabama's offensive line has been legit this year. All five of their offensive linemen have played at least 145 snaps. They all have a 70-plus pass blocking grade, and they've been really good in blitz pickups. They're fourth in the nation. 78.3 pass blocking grade when defenses send five or more rushers. So for Oklahoma to get pressure on Ty Simpson, they're going to have to get natural pressure. Because if you blitz him, he's going to pick you apart, especially across the middle. Like I said, been one of the better quarterbacks in the country, him and Julian Sand. To beat Ohio State or to beat Alabama, you have to have a solid pass rush. And Oklahoma does have that. They're third in pressure rate this season. 42% of dropbacks, they're getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And they're also inside the top 10, seventh right now. If you're looking at PFF's pass rush grade, they got an 85.3. Mason Thomas is third in the SEC with a 90.1 pass rush grade himself. David Stone, third in the conference in pressures. So I like Oklahoma to cover, but I really, really, if you could get a hold of college football props, I love Mateer rushing yards. Over 30 and a half, Oklahoma plus six. Those are my bets in that game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A spot that I really like this weekend, but I don't really love the matchup. I laid it with USC at 6.5. Iowa loses in heartbreaking fashion. Luckily, they cover the number against Indiana last week, but they probably should have won that game outright. That's a soul-crushing loss because they still had an outside shot at reaching the college football playoff. It's been a weird year for Iowa. They were 3-2, then they go into the bye. They win three straight. They're 6-2. They have Indiana right on the ropes. They blow that game. And now they have to go across the country to take on USC, who also has a shot to reach the playoff. They're number 17 right now. 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff on the Big Ten Network. Tough travel spot. So I do like USC. Not the best matchup, though, here, you know, because Iowa can run the ball. And USC's run defense, I don't know if I fully trust in this matchup. Iowa has probably a top five offensive line in college football. right now, I would say, and they want to run the rock. USC, really good secondary. Their corners are solid, but their run defense outside the top 100. Right now, 112th in team PFM run defense grade, and they're 115th in yards before contact. So that's the concern. I like the spot here, but I don't necessarily love the matchup. I don't know, man. I think, I'm not saying Iowa's going to completely quit, but it's hard to pick yourself back up off the mat after a loss like that at home. And now you got to travel to California to take on USC and Jaden Maiava. I think that USC is going to score enough points to cover. So I laid the 6.5. Anything under a full touchdown at 7, I do like that spot for USC. I also like Duke. Now that we went from 5 down to 4, I think Duke wins this game by a touchdown. Virginia, I did take them on the win total, over 6.5 wins. I said this team's going to win 8 games. I like their offseason. I like the pickup of Chandler Morris, but he got knocked out last week in their loss to Wake Forest. Also, that's a huge loss for them. The ACC is still wide open, so they have a shot at reaching the playoff. But tough blow last week, and now you're taking on Duke, who only has one conference loss. I have bet Duke like every single week. I really like this Duke team. Their only problem is they get into the red zone and they fumble the ball. They cough up the ball. So many red zone turnovers this season and it costs them. But I do think they win this game by at least 6 points. I think they win this game by margin, especially if Chandler Morris can't go. Like I said, he got hurt against Wake Forest. Their backup came in and only had a 33.1 passing grade. Granted, he got thrown into pressure, but if they can't get the ground game going and Duke's run defense has been really good this year, I don't think that Virginia is going to be able to win this game. I don't think they're going to be able to even cover in this game, I should say. Hang within 4 points. Duke's run defense has been really good this season. 53rd in run defense grade. They're 48th in yards per attempt allowed, only 4.6. So if you got a backup quarterback for Virginia and Duke doesn't turn the ball over in the red zone, I think they're going to win this game by a full touchdown. Darian Menza has been really good. This is why Duke is paying him $4 million to play quarterback. He has 19 big-time throws, which is top 10 in the country. He's also, you know, hitting the intermediate stuff. And that's where you could take advantage of UVA, of Virginia. Their defensive backs, not all that great. They're 92nd right now in PFF coverage grade. So if Mensah has time in the pocket, I think Duke's going to move the ball up and down the field against Virginia. I think Virginia is going to struggle to run the ball, and good chance they're on their backup quarterback. So I laid it with Duke in this spot. Duke's still a lot to play for. Like I said, they have a shot to win the ACC in football, not basketball. Last one I'll hit on really quickly here. Utah is on the road. They're number 13 in the country, so they have a shot at making the playoff. Everybody in the Big 12 pretty much does. On the road, taking on Baylor. I considered taking Baylor at 7.5. I just don't really like the matchup. I think the Utes are going to be able to run the ball all over Baylor here. Utah's offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in the country. They're running the ball 55.5% of the time, which is third in the Power Four behind only West Virginia and Iowa. They're 10th in the nation, 6.1 yards per carry. They lead college football with 3.1 rushing yards before contact. And then you got Baylor's run defense, 6th worst in the country. They're 84th in yards before contact, giving up 1.7 yards before contact. And they really struggle against dual threat quarterbacks as well. At least, what, 4 quarterbacks in 9 games have run for at least 60 yards. So I think this is a really good spot for Utah. I considered taking the points with Baylor at home, but it would be Utah or pass. And then Texas, Georgia. I know I'll hit on this on Saturday on the tailgate kickoff, which we run here on the BetMGM Network, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll also probably talk about this tomorrow with Nick, but Texas and Georgia. I'm considering Texas. I haven't bet this game yet. Arch has looked a little bit better here the last couple weeks. Since week 7, he's actually had some time in the pocket. Now, it's a lot of design screen passes. It's a lot of dinking and dunking. The ADOT isn't the highest in the league, but he's only had one turnover-worthy play. He has a 78.5% adjusted completion rate, which is top 20, 6.5-yard average depth of target. So it's a lot of dinking and dunking, running back, and screen passes. But they've gotten the ground game going a little bit. That was Texas's issue and Arch's issue, man. They had no ground game. The offensive line really struggled in pass protection, and he looked like a 19, 20-year-old kid to start the season. A lot of pressure, obviously, and a lot of high expectations, but he's been better here the last couple weeks. I think Texas hangs within the number. I do think Georgia wins this game by a field goal. Gunnar Stockton has been really good. But it would be Texas or pass. Anything over six for me there. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos. I will be back tomorrow with Nick talking a little college football, and then Saturday as well here on the BetMGM Network with the tailgate kickoff, which you can find 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.